From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan, Stanley McChrystal, is sounding cautiously optimistic about security there. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has this from Kabul, where she's traveled with Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
General McChrystal told reporters here in Kabul that overall he stands by his assessment that the security situation in Afghanistan remains serious but is no longer getting worse. That said, the general says he's happy with recent developments, including the capture of several high-profile Taliban leaders and the ongoing military campaign around the southern Afghan town of Marja. While operations are ongoing, McChrystal says U.S., NATO, and Afghan forces now control Marja, and he said he's looking ahead to the next big challenge, Kandahar. McChrystal says U.S. troops will be at full strength around Kandahar by early summer, but not to expect a single climactic battle. Rather, General McChrystal says the Kandahar offensive will resemble, quote, a rising tide of security. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Kabul.
Vice President Joe Biden is in the Mideast trying to move the peace process there forward. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who's now a Mideast peace envoy, says it will not be possible to resolve Mideast land issues until Palestinians have a home.
The only way of resolving these issues, finally, and in a way that resolves them once and for all, is to get that Palestinian state.
Palestinians have offered indirect talks with Israel, mediated by the U.S., only after Israel stops all new Jewish settlement in Gaza and the West Bank. Israel says it will slow the pace but not stop the settlements. The Education Department's Office for Civil Rights is launching dozens of investigations into possible civil rights violations in schools and colleges across the country. NPR's Claudio Sanchez says among the allegations are denial of opportunities to take college preparatory programs.
There will be a total of 38 investigations in over 30 states. Of the 6,300 complaints the Education Department gets every year, the most common violations include sexual violence as early as middle school, the disproportionate suspension and disciplining of black children, the poor treatment of non-English-speaking students, and denial of special services, including access to college preparatory courses and advanced placement programs. The list of school systems under investigation won't be made public until the Education Department's lawyers reach out to state and local school officials to get their cooperation, which may not happen right away. Education Secretary Arne Duncan is making the announcement in Selma, Alabama, where he's joining civil rights leaders to commemorate the 45th anniversary of one of the bloodiest clashes between protesters and state police. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
And in my last story, I misspoke. I meant to say Palestinians have offered indirect talks with Israel, mediated by the U.S., direct talks only after Israel stops all new Jewish settlements. This is NPR News. A bombing in Lahore, Pakistan, has the city on high alert. Officials say the suicide car bomb has killed at least 12 people. Its apparent target is a special investigative office of the provincial police. A massive rock slide in western Colorado has forced the closure of a busy stretch of Interstate 70 through a rugged canyon. Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC reports.
Rocks the size of semi-trucks slid from the walls of Glenwood Canyon around midnight last night, tumbling down across Interstate 70 and punching a hole 20 feet wide into a bridge. Colorado highway officials say no one was hurt and no cars were struck in the slide, but huge boulders were strewn about the highway. The rock slide happened in a narrow slot of the canyon, more than 100 miles west of Denver. Highway crews closed a 17-mile stretch of the freeway, and officials don't expect the road to reopen today. I-70 is the major east-west commerce and travel route between Denver and Salt Lake City. There is no easy way around the closure thanks to the geography of western Colorado. Highway officials are detouring traffic almost 200 miles out of the way. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.
A global trade union says despite laws to enforce equal opportunity and equal pay, women with children face big career obstacles and their paychecks are smaller than men's. The International Trade Union Confederation says women with children earn nearly a third less than men on average. The union study is released today, which is United Nations Day for Women's Rights. The study says employers often break laws by paying women less than men, denying them adequate maternity leave, denying them promotions, and illegally asking them to take pregnancy tests before employment. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.